The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, or just send us a message. There's also Twitter. At Fred Power, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. It's also a Cindy-free zone. If your name is Cindy, you're not allowed in the 713. In fact, you're going to go off and destroy Lake Chaz, I'm afraid. But for those of you on the Far East side who listen to us, be careful out there. So, I have to mix it up and get back to basketball for just one more second.
All right. Let's do it.
We were talking about how some of the, you know, some of those late round picks and everybody would bring up the best one. And we talked about how rare those are. ESPN actually went and ranked the best picks at every position. I don't know if you saw this. Some of these are kind of debatable. Like number one overall pick, they have Jabbar there with Duncan, LeBron, Oscar Robertson, Shaquille O'Neal is the other ones.
Okay.
That's your number one overall pick. Pick two, they had Bill Russell and the guys behind him, Jerry West, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, Bob Pettit.
Hard to argue.
Michael Jordan, the number three. I don't think there's any doubt there. Pau Gasol, Chauncey Billups, Buck Williams, Dominique Wilkins.
All right.
Some good players there. Not a lot of greatness other than Jordan, though. I mean, Buck Williams was a nice player. Billups was a nice player. Gasol's been really good. Wilkins was a great dunker and scorer, but fourth pick, Chris Paul. Dolph Schayes, Dikembe Mutombo, Chris Bosh, and Sam Perkins, the other ones.
All right. I won't argue.
Kevin Garnett is the best number five ahead of Barkley, Ray Allen, Scottie Pippen, Vince Carter. I think there's some arguments to be made there with Barkley, Pippen.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade, too, is a number five pick.
He did not make the list.
That's interesting.
Vince Carter ahead of him.
Ahead of Dwayne Wade?
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually have a formula that they used, which is too boring to go through. Larry Bird, the best number six.
No doubt.
Adrian Dantley, Lenny Wilkins, Hersey Hawkins, and Shane Battier.
Now you're starting
to see a fall off here. If Hersey Hawkins and Shane Battier are among the top five players ever taken at that position.
And I think the way they're doing it is by win shares. And other players that I see on here, Damian Lillard is on here as well.
Like, wouldn't you name Damian Lillard before you named Shane Battier?
I would. Number seven, John Havlicek. That's before my time, so I can't really say. But Chris Mullin, Kevin Johnson, Steph Curry, Bernard King. Steph Curry should...
rapidly rising up those charts.
Bernard King was a pretty damn good player, too.
And it says, if Steph Curry does a 12.6 win share next season, he'll jump to second on the list. Oh, so this is career win share.
Okay. Robert Parrish at eight with Jack Sigma, Detlef Schrempf, Andre Miller, Sam Jones. I would say there's not one great player on that list.
Parrish is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but I don't think he was a great player. I think he was a pretty good player on a great team.
Okay.
Surrounded by a lot of talent. This one, I don't think there's any doubt about either. Pick nine, Dirk.
Yeah.
Over Sean Marion, Otis Thorpe, Tracy McGrady, and Amari Stoudemire.
Went nine, right? Yeah.
10, Paul Pierce. Horace Grant, Jason Terry, Eddie Jones, Joe Johnson. Now you're starting to get into where good players, but...
right.
Let's not get crazy. Number 11, Reggie Miller.
All right.
And then Derek Harper, Kevin Willis, Kiki Vandeweghe, and Jamal Wilkes. Pick 12, the best one was Chet Walker. Now, that's only because Julius Erving apparently didn't have the win shares that he did, but I would have Erving number one on this.
I was going to say,
man. But the rest of these guys, I mean, Chet Walker, Cedric Maxwell, Mookie Blaylock, Larry Costello from 1954, Karl Malone, best number 13.
Over Kobe.
But then the drop-off after that, Hal Greer, Dale Davis, Richard Jefferson. So, 14, Clyde Drexler.
Okay.
Ahead of Tim Hardaway, Peja Stojakovic, Dan Majerle, and Michael Cage.
All right.
And then it really starts dropping off. And so I kind of want to go to the end of the round just because this gets back to what we were talking about, like with the Lakers getting picked 27. Here's Dennis Rodman was number one, no question, right?
And on 27th pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here are the other four guys they list. So this is why it's hard to look at Dennis Rodman and say, oh, yeah, this can happen for you. Eldon Campbell, Aaron Aflalo, John Block in 1966. I don't know anything about him. Rudy Gobert. You'd say Rudy Gobert is a good
pick. He's turned into a pretty decent player, but we don't know yet.
Yeah.
The drop-off between Dennis Rodman's win shares and Eldon Campbell's is 37.
Oh, boy.
Let me give you the 28th pick where, hey, Tony Parker. You got Tony Parker with that 28th pick. The next best four on the list. And by the way, it's from 109 down to 65.2 for second. Dan Roundfield, Leandro Barbosa, Greg Ostertag.
Greg Ostertag, great player.
And Sherman Douglas.
All right.
So you get your one, but then there's that. And then it drops off even more. You get to 29, P.J. Brown, Dennis Johnson, Eddie Johnson, Tony Kukoc, who I think, probably I think he's the best of this group, Johnny Newman.
I used to know who was picked where. I don't know anymore. I would argue that, but I can't think of anyone off the top
just
of my head
the,
now.
The point being that the back end of that draft, those picks are pretty much.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot, like I said.
You might get one of those guys. You're more likely not to.
I can guess the 30th guy. Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler, third on the list.
Oh, really?
He hasn't played as long as...
Right. David Lee. But that's... David Lee, Spencer Haywood, Nate McMillan, Jimmy Butler, Anderson Varejao.
Josh Howard picked 29?
I don't remember where Howard was picked.
I used to be really good at that. I'm not anymore. I used to be good at that on NBA and NFL. And I feel like maybe I'm getting old or maybe I just don't care enough anymore.
A little bit, yeah.
That used to be a skill I had.
How about this for the last pick of the draft?
Like Mr. Irrelevant last pick of the draft?
Okay. Yeah, well, last pick of the second round. Michael Cooper is number one on that list. Isaiah Thomas, 2011 Sacramento, number two on that list.
He's probably quickly rising.
Yeah, I think he'll be number one. Drazen Petrovic will not be number one because he's dead.
No, but it's pretty solid.
Donnie Butcher.
Badass name.
Robert Sacre, 2012.
Okay. All right.
Robert Sacre has a 2.4 win share.
Oh, well.
Explain the win share to me. They have an explanation of it here, and it's too damn long.
I think it's basically how much wins you contribute to your team. It's like a
war.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so based on that, that's your best picks. But the point I was trying to make is the later you get, it falls off. 713-780-ESPN. Good question from Interesting question. How dominant would Shaq be in today's game? I think he'd be less dominant.
Less, but
he'd still be great. Don't get me wrong. I don't think Hakeem would be as great in today's game.
Yeah, no big would be as great as they were in the 90s. The game isn't designed for them to succeed anymore. But when you've got a dominant big, they can still be impactful. And you can look at DeMarcus Cousins and Karl Anthony Towns as examples of that.
Now, to be fair, I think as good as those guys are, they're not in Shaq's league.
No.
And maybe it would translate. It's just the way it's such a – and maybe he
– Well, also, offenses in 2017 just don't run through bigs anymore. And now maybe that's partly because there's no bigs worth running an offense through, but that's just kind of the way it is now.
A32 says, I don't watch the news much and go to Fred for my weather. What are the odds I can make it to the Nugget in Lake Charles Friday afternoon?
We're against that.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that you don't go anywhere east of Vinton for a little bit until we see how this plays out, because that's where all the nasty stuff is going. So I would not plan on going to the Nugget on Friday. I would make other
plans. Arrangements.
Yeah. Maybe head down to Webster and go to Saloon Door Brewing.
There you go.
And you can watch your sports there, watch your Astros, and tonight's trivia night. So if you want to go play trivia, you can do that. And tomorrow's Brews and Bites. And we're out there all the time. Whatever beer flavor you like, they've got you covered. Whether it's ales, whether it's milk stouts, I mean, whether it's IPAs, they've got so many flavors to choose from. It really doesn't matter what you're into. They're going to get you covered. Plus, it's just a cool, cool atmosphere. And it's a great place, man. It's Webster's Brewery, and you should make it yours. They've got all kinds of new releases. And that Tasty AF March Beer Bracket for Best Beer in Houston. And that's saying a lot, because we know how good the beers are around here. Great people, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and all the guys down there that make the beer and make everything happen down there. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's. It's off I-45 South. You can also go to saloondoorbrewing.com to check them out. Make sure if you're on your way to Galveston for any reason, you're on your way down south, swing by, have a couple brews, and see what they're all about. SaloonDoorBrewing.com, Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, the tastiest draw in the West. Jimmy had a chance, well, she really did. Said she dropped out and had a couple of kids.
Marshall lives at home because he's got no job. She plays guitar. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And yeah, to be fair, when I say the game has changed, I think it's become more of a forward game, but there's also not the dominant centers that, I mean, there's no Shaq. There is no Akeem. Even a Patrick Ewing. There's not that. I don't know why we don't make them that big anymore. But there hasn't been one of those in a while. Tim Duncan would be the closest, and he wasn't a true, interior 7-foot monster like those guys were.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And, hey, John, is there any chance we could get the Weather Channel in here just so I can keep up with what's going on with this thing?
I thought we were okay.
Oh, we're okay.
Okay.
But, we do have a lot of listeners to the east, so I just want to make sure that the thing's going to go off into Louisiana and not mess with our good friends in Beaumont and Port Arthur and Vidor and China.
A lot of the issue now with bigs is most big men are specialized either offensively or defensively. Like, Rudy Gobert is a great defensive player. I mean, he's okay on DeAndre Jordan, another example. Like these guys, they do that job. It's just not the offense doesn't run down through them anymore. Andre Drummond, another example. A guy, I mean, basically he rebounds, but he's not looking to score much. Maybe the most complete center in the league these days, Marc Gasol. Carl Anthony Towns is getting there now, and it also depends on how you view Anthony Davis, who I look at more like a Tim Duncan, like sort of a four, plays to five sometimes. But, those players just don't – like the complete center just doesn't really exist anymore.
Boogie Cousins is probably the best one out of all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on what your taste is, I guess. And, DeMarcus Cousins didn't even make the All-NBA team, first, second, or third team this year. So, I don't know. Not to say that that's some sort of scientific thing, because it's not. But
the Weather Channel showing a guy in Houston and nothing.
No.
They were showing their reporter there. They always have the reporter standing in the water and stuff like that. But I don't see it bothering us. 832. I always wonder how many Jordan would drop a game without hand checking. Jeez. I don't think hand checking had nearly the impact that you guys seem to think. And also, let's throw in the fact that Jordan was allowed to take 4 and 5 steps. So
now well, everybody is.
Lance sending me a picture from Beaumont. Already raining there.
Yeah.
So it is raining in Beaumont. We know that. So this thing's got a long tail. You know, it still looks like it's coming towards us. We haven't made that little turn that they were talking about. I don't know. We shall see. 713-780-ESPN. Brother Bear wants to know, what are the odds Anthony Bennett and or Michael Olcondi would have benefited from said minor league system?
I'm sure they would have.
I'm sure it would have helped, although I don't think it would have mattered with Bennett because I just don't think he can play.
I don't either.
And he's been to several places and had several opportunities. Joshua says, in my opinion, Dream could adapt because of how quick he was, but I'm biased. Do you think otherwise? That's the thing I don't know, and that's the thing we'll never really know.
I think Hakeem would have been a great defensive stopper in today's game. I just don't know that we would have ever seen how great he was offensively because that's just not the way basketball is now.
It's hard to run the ball.
It's a fast break game. Yeah. But I think like defensively he would have been as great as ever.
Oh yeah, yeah, no question.
And like I said, nowadays there's a lot of specialized defensive bigs that are, you know, very good. But you know, it's rare. Like, you know, Boogie Cousins is one of them that you see a team run their offense through their center. It just doesn't happen very much.
That's
because he plays on a team that's got no other choice.
Yeah. Okay, this is something I've never seen before. She's drawing with crayon on the Weather Channel. Not crayon, but chalk. She's got like this chalk thing on there.
No.
Really?
This is a low-budget Weather Channel.
Are you sure this is not Weather Channel 2?
No, this is Weather Channel down there.
Or Weather Channel 3, because this is like the Z team.
This is Wather Channel, the Wather Channel.
somebody mentioned Hassan Whiteside.
Another example, though,
yeah,
of guy who's good at on one side of the ball.
I'm in Beaumont, and I work in EMS, and I'm off till Friday night and haven't been told to come in sooner, so I'm pretty sure we're okay.
There you go.
Unless this thing takes a weird turn. That's always a possibility. This one you can answer. Flying to Seattle, any spots you recommend?
I don't know that. I mean, I just kind of go where my wife wants me to go when we're in Seattle. I don't know that I've got like a go-to spot there. So no, I honestly don't. I mean, I've been up there several times, but I think I'm usually at her whim as far as where we end up.
Weather Channel, the Ocho. Yeah, that's what this
is. Yeah. I've got like there's the Holy Mountain Brewery up there. I can give you that. You know, there's a couple good breweries up there, but yeah, as far as like food spots, I'm not great with it.
Would the Cavs be in a better position now if they would have kept Andrew Wiggins? I say no, because I don't think they win that title without him, and you got a title.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was ready yet, and don't forget they were down 3-1 to that team.
Well, don't forget Kevin Love was useless.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but I still think that, well, and Andrew Wiggins hasn't, he's been okay.
Right.
Hasn't been what he's supposed to be.
No, he hasn't.
And you got a trophy. I say no. Now, 2 years from now, that may matter, but who cares? I mean, if you got the trophy, that's what matters to me. 713-780-ESPN. And I don't know. I think that's enough sports for today.
Probably so.
We got a pretty strange band fight.
You can do that next segment. We're kind of
are we getting close? Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that next segment. But let's just say if you were gonna,
there was another one too from a couple days ago.
Oh, the Biebs.
Yeah, the Biebs.
Yeah,
we can do that one too. Yeah. I have the audio for that one too.
Okay, we'll just do kind of weird band face-offs here.
It's like, you know, Biggie and Tupac kind of rivalry.
Sort of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, I have to say, the Biebs one, I kind of get.
I don't, because we'll talk about this.
But the other one makes no sense to me. That would be like, I guess the equivalent would be Zhong Li throwing shade at a producer for Channel 2 News on TV.
I could see that. Different genre.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You're not even in the same ballpark. So we'll do that when we come back.
Oh, no, no. I think it'd be closer to me throwing shade at a culture map because these two bands used to be, or I don't know if they still are, but on the same record label.
Yeah, but we kind of throw shade at culture map all the time.
That's
but
true.
It's, but
that's
it's
true.
Fun. Like AJ, the Hoffman battle going on, the AJ versus, well, I guess AJ's the one throwing shade at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jordan says, checking in from Orange, definitely raining, strongish wind. So
definitely, what's strongish mean?
Yeah, it's probably annoying.
Like, won't knock you down.
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you about Tri Eagle Energy, and the summer months are upon us. It's time to start thinking about your energy bills. And Tri Eagle, one thing that they do now, they can't always guarantee you the best rate. Like, you know, they're not going to have the lowest rate in town. That's not what they're claiming. But what they are is they're a born and raised Texas company, and they care about helping you decrease your energy usage month to month. And they do offer very competitive rates, don't get me wrong. But I think the great thing about these guys is they are trying to make your home more energy efficient. They're trying to make your life more energy efficient. And, you know, one great example of that is that Smart Energy 36 plan that they've come out with. It comes with the all-new EcoB4, which is a thermostat that includes Amazon Alexa voice service. So it listens to you, it talks back, and it can save you. The EcoBee customers in the U.S., they saved an average of 23% on their heating and cooling costs. I mean, it's really unbelievable what that thing can do, and that's just one of many services they offer to try and make your house run more efficiently. And if you're in the Houston area, Tri Eagle Energy will install your thermostat for absolutely free. If you call and give them the promo code ESPN, good news. You're going to get an 8.6 cents rate. It's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. That rate's only good till the end of the month. Check them out at TriEagleEnergy.com or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Remember to use that promo code ESPN for TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064. The master of my CEO. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we're not playing Nickelback because we want to play Nickelback. We're playing Nickelback because that's one of your feuds. Nickelback.
Now, this is interesting because the band that they're feuding with is a band that I'm a big fan of.
Oh, I am, too.
So this is like your band versus my band.
No, this is not that at all. I am a huge fan of the other band.
I've seen Stone Sour in concert several times. You've seen Nickelback in concert.
I've also seen Slipknot in concert. I think twice now. So, and I only went to the Nickelback thing for one reason, for my wife's birthday.
Sure you did.
Slipknot I saw on my own.
Okay.
So, Jung, what the hell happened
Yeah,
here?
So apparently Chad Kroeger was on some guy's YouTube channel. I forgot the name of it, but if you Google Chad Kroeger, it'll come up. But anyway, he was drinking, and they were asking him questions, and he said this about Stone Sour and Slipknot.
Corey Taylor has said some really nasty things about me before in the press, and he talks about how easy it is to write a hit song. Well, show me, write one. I've yet to hear one. They're okay. They're not as good as Nickelback. They sound like Nickelback Light. We were signed to the same label. They had to put on masks and jump around. How good can your music be if you've got to beat each other up on stage, throw up into your own masks every night? I mean, music shouldn't come with a gimmick. Music should just be music. None of my favorite music comes with a gimmick. Like, and he got tired of sitting behind the mask. He wanted people to know what he looks like. So he started Stone Sour.
So this is Corey Taylor. I think he was either yesterday or today on those comments.
You know what? I've never said it was easy to write a hit song. I don't know what the hell planet he's living on. Apparently, it's Planet Kroger because it's there must be good weed there because he's an idiot.
In all honesty. In all honesty.
Here's the thing. I was so queued up to say some stuff about him, and then I just started reading all the comments online. I don't have to say a damn thing.
Right.
He is not a liked person. You can run your mouth all you want. All I know is I've been voted sexiest dude in rock wearing a mask. You've been voted ugliest dude in rock twice without one. Stick that up your ass.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations to Corey Taylor and Stone Sour because they have another number one hit today. Is there any Nickelback that you actually like?
No.
Come on. Just the one. How You Remind Me.
Here's the thing. I love all the dudes in that band.
Yeah.
I love Mike. I love all like everybody else in that band. I'm very, very cool with. I've hung out with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the face like a foot who I can't really hang out with.
So
it's weird that there's a beef between those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not one you would expect, right?
And I think later on in that interview with Corey Taylor, they say that they tell them that they actually were approached by Nickelback earlier a couple years ago to open up for them, and they politely declined.
I don't think that'd be a very...
Like, who wants to go see Stone Sour and Nickelback?
Yeah, that doesn't mix.
Be very strange.
Yeah.
That's an odd choice.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I don't know. I feel like they've wrote some hit song. Corey Taylor said he never said it's easy to write a hit song. But they've had some hit songs, I would say. Several songs reached number two on the mainstream rock charts. Through Glass reached number one on the mainstream rock charts. Silly World, Through Glass, Bother. They've had a lot of songs in like the either number one or number two on the charts.
You know what? I love the guy when he was putting on a mask.
I do too.
That band was badass. I'm gonna go with him. I'm gonna side with him.
Okay.
And I don't know what, Chad Kroger, whatever. Don't like gimmick bands. Isn't that kind of what you are?
I don't know. You gave him money. You tell me.
I did not give them money, per se.
You put money into their pockets.
Now
I'm
you
pretty
could...
sure I got those tickets for free from a friend. I'm pretty sure.
You're changing the narrative now.
No.
John, he paid for these tickets, right?
I don't think I did. No.
I don't know. Fake news.
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember, but I have friends who get me free tickets to concerts. I don't go. I only took those because I'll be cool. The wife will like Nickelback. They weren't great seats either.
And now if Kroger was talking about popularity, I think Nickelback has them beat.
I mean, yeah.
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 Sales. They're a pop band. That's why.
They're a pop band.
All right. The other one.
Stone Sour is a very versatile band, though. Very diverse. They can do a lot of different things. I mean, they're not writing just for teeny boppers or something to be a movie soundtrack theme song. They're a pretty diverse band.
Speaking of teeny boppers.
Yeah, this is the other one. The Biebs got called out by...
Hanson!
Oh, my wife was telling me this.
So here is Hanson.
So great.
So they're out on a Australian radio show.
This is a more viable feud.
This is former teeny bopper.
These are peers.
Yeah. Just from a different era.
So they were playing this game where the Hanson's playing against the radio show host, and they play a song, a clip of a song, and they have to, whoever guesses it first, when it gets a point. So Hanson was, so Justin Bieber's song came on, and this is what happened.
We're going to play a game with you guys. It's called Whose Song Is It Anyway? We play five songs, best of five.
Here one is it. That is the new song. From Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber. It's known as Despacito.
Yeah. What do you got? I'm glad I didn't know what that was. Because I would have had to say Despacito.
You haven't heard this song on the radio at all?
You haven't heard this one?
No.
No.
Wow.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be a no. I prefer not to get any venereal diseases. So whenever Justin Bieber gets sort of near me or near my ears.
You're out.
It's like hanging out with a koala.
You know. It's just ear infections. They're terrible.
Chlamydia of the ear. It sucks.
Chlamydia of the ear.
Now, hold on. Hold on.
This is a band most famous
for
mbop. Mbop, flip the top, ba do wop.
It's not even a real word.
Dibby dop, ba do wop.
That's syphilis of the ear. That's the thing. They're both diseases. What's worse, syphilis or chlamydia? I think I'll go with syphilis. God, now we're having to defend the Biebs.
Yeah, this is the song they were known for.
This is worse than Justin Bieber.
It's the same. Although, I mean, it's just a different era.
Right. I mean, it's
and now Justin Bieber tries to write more like adult themed songs.
Yeah, which nobody wants to hear.
But when Justin Bieber came out, this is what he was doing.
That's true.
Like he was singing to little girls.
Yeah.
That's what these guys were doing.
They're both pure evil.
Have you ever seen Hanson in concert?
No.
Jong?
No.
You ever seen the Biebs in concert?
No. I've never seen a boy band in concert. So.
It's just waiting for the chorus.
Yeah. John, would you rather go see Hanson or Justin Bieber?
Like Hanson now or Hanson?
Well, wait. You got to. Here's the deal. You have to go to one of them or you get shot in the head.
Oh, I'd rather go see Bieber.
Bieber or Nickelback?
Oh, man. Probably Bieber.
Okay.
They're both Canadian.
That's true.
Oh, geez. No way.
God, keep your music out of our lives, Canada.
Yeah.
We don't need you.
Couple of questions about things to do. New to Texas and planning a trip to San Antonio. Never been there. Any recommendations other than the Riverwalk? For a first-time tourist thing, Riverwalk, got to go to the Alamo, of course.
Yeah. You know they're doing like a massive upgrade of the Alamo?
I did not know that.
And they're going to, all that, you know, across the street from the Alamos, there's like a Ripley's Believe It or Not and a wax museum and stuff. They're going to tear all that out, and that's all going to be Alamo property. And they're going to supposedly going to, like, you know, there's underground parts at the Alamo, like wall, like you could see there's actual original wall and stuff underground that they're going to basically make it where you can see down under there and see what it looks like.
Is there a basement?
There's no basement to the Alamo. Contrary to popular belief.
And then
maybe a belief attributed to one of the greatest movies of all time.
And then somebody else is asking, going to Pie Society this weekend, what's the best pizza to get? I just get pepperoni and mushroom. I'm very simple on my pizzas, but everybody else who went there with us said the same thing. Whatever they got was fantastic. So there you go. I said, I bet they don't want to compare bank accounts, though, because Nickelback gets paid. They are one of the most – they sell more albums than – anybody. I've never heard anyone say they like them, but yet they sell albums like beans.
They sell a ton of albums, yeah.
It's amazing.
But I bet Corey Taylor's doing okay with his bank account.
Yeah, I don't think
he's probably all right.
I don't think he's complaining. Although, I don't know, man. I don't know how much musicians make anymore with, you know, it's not like the old days where if you had a platinum album where you were set for life.
Right.
But I'd be curious.
But those guys came up at the same time.
Yeah, they kind of did, but, you know, I don't know.
And a lot of it is touring.
Yeah.
And Slipknot does those massive festivals all the time. Stone Sour does those festivals. I don't know if Nickelback tours anymore. I would imagine probably not.
I think they're actually, they are touring right now.
Oh, you got tickets again?
No, I'm not going. I went one time. It was a birthday gift. Jeez.
If your wife asked you to take her again, would you take her?
No. I said, you already been once. Go with your friends.
Okay.
Go, and if you don't have friends who like
them. Is this because
them,
now you've been married for a while, you feel okay saying that?
Yeah, I mean, we
back then the marriage was relatively new.
Yeah, we were like 3 years in.
You were still in love.
I was still happy. Yeah. It was still great. Yeah, we're 8 years in now, man. It's like, whatever. Go do whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know what does matter? Getting your carpets cleaned by the right guys. You don't want to mbop flip the top with some other junkie guys. And that's what they're trying to flip the top on you. Flip the dot badu. And you don't want that to happen to you. The other guys are leaving behind too much soap, too much water, soapy residue. And that can make your carpets dirtier than they were when the other guys found them. Not dirt free. You know, hedge against allergies by getting your carpets, tile floors, your upholstery cleaned by dirt free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free, and right now they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap, unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, and they do it with the best technology in the game where they don't have to use all that stuff that's bad for you, bad for your kids, bad for your pets. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll give you a free carpet cleaning in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry just for calling now. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tune in at 7 tonight for the best soccer talk with Glenn Davis on Soccer Matters. Saw Glenn out there on the last break. Looking forward to hearing some soccer talk. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
First off, Lamont trying to say I went to a Beatles concert and that's a boy band, which I did not. That was before my time. Now he's saying, I remember he said he went to a Monkees concert. No, never went to a Monkees concert. I said that I went to see Elvis at the rodeo when I was a little kid. And all I remember is a fat guy in a white suit. My mom took me and told me I would thank her for it one day. That's the story you're thinking.
Like, when was your first concert?
Well, not counting the rodeo, because we went as kids.
Okay.
My first concert, actual concert, I think I was 8, was Willie Nelson.
Okay.
And then I think a year later or 2 years later would have been Cheap Trick.
Okay.
No, 4 years later. It would have been 78. I was 14. So it would have been Cheap Trick.
Because the Beatles were still putting out music in the 70s. I mean, you could have.
Yeah, but I mean, 78 was the first time I was old enough to go by myself.
Okay.
And my mom took me to see Willie, but I think I was 8 years old. So that's the first one I went to outside of the rodeo. The first one I went to by myself was 78. It was Cheap Trick at the Sam Houston Coliseum.
All right.
And the Beatles were done by then.
Yeah.
So, all right. This gets on to the gem of the day. I don't know how we got sidetrack there, but
the final Beatles concert was final live concert. I guess I was wrong. Took 1966.
They were long gone by then. I was 2. I couldn't have gone.
That's true.
Sorry.
I've seen George and Paul individually.
Yeah, I've seen Paul individually, and I never got to see John Lennon. I would have liked to have seen him.
Yeah, John Lennon died the year I was born.
Yeah, so you didn't get to see him in concert.
Stupid people.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the gym.
I've missed Ringo so far, though. It's still on my list.
Yeah, yeah. Although Ringo had some pretty good songs.
Peace and love.
Wait, is he performing in Vegas? He's doing something somewhere, right?
I don't know. I don't know what he's up to these days. I didn't hear anything about him being in Vegas when we were out there. Yeah. I feel like I would hear that. Ringo's announced new tour dates.
Okay.
But I don't see any. Oh, yeah, it is a Vegas. He's going to be in Vegas from October 13th through October 28th at Planet Hollywood. And then he'll be in Texas, El Paso and Austin.
Interesting.
And Sugarland. He's going to be at the Smart Financial Center.
Well, there you go. Now you can go see Ringo.
Now I can go see Ringo.
What's the date for that?
November 2nd.
All right.
Go buy tickets now.
I may have to do that. That would be a fun evening. Not for you.
I guess
not your thing.
I guess we'll just make the Beatles stuff the gem of the day since we've basically taken the whole.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. It sounded like you were being sarcastic about Ringo.
Oh, no. I'd like to go see Ringo, yeah. I mean, eventually he's going to die, and then it would be cool to say, oh, I got to see Ringo.
And, man, if you've been listening to that Beatles channel, I forgot how many good songs he actually had. I mean, he had some crap songs, too, but they all did. And Ringo actually had some pretty good tunes. So, all right, well, I guess the Beatles suddenly became your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Best tickets for the Ringo show, $300.
How far is the seat?
It is in, it's the eighth row. That's probably pretty good.
Yeah. That's, you said that's the cheapest?
That's the most expensive.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
No. The cheapest, I mean, you can get them for $50.
But you also have to drive to Sugar Land.
That is true.
It's actually not that far from the station. It's like 10-15 minutes? Yeah, it's right off of 59.
10-15 minutes at what time of day?
When we get off.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that far from here.
You get to Sugar Land in 15 minutes?
Well, yeah, actually, it's not that far. When we go out to the Skeeter's Field, it's not that much longer for me than coming here.
Yeah, you go straight down 59, it's right off the freeway.
Hmm.
I don't like to drive, though, because I like to drink when I go to shows.
That's what you have a wife for.
No comment. After what I said earlier, that may not last much longer. Yeah, I could just get me it. That's probably it's probably the best way to go. Hey, let's squeeze in a call real quick. Joshua, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
What's going on, guys?
Sports, man.
Sports. My question is, with the way that the NFC East was last year, with all of them relatively staying above 500 except the Eagles, what are the odds that the NFC East looks the same way this coming year that they did the last year, as well as one of them contending for the conference championship at the end of the season?
I feel like that was a Cowboys call disguised
as
an NFC East
Cowboys call.
As one of the odds, it looks exactly the same. I think the Giants are better this year, and I think the Cowboys have some regression, but I still think they win the division. Mainly because I think Dak Prescott has some regression.
I think so, too.
So, and I think the 49ers take a step back.
All right.
Yeah. Mark says, the gym sucked today. Why do you guys complain? We got off on a different topic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you have a great story for Gym of the Day?
I had a pretty good one, but it could go any time. You know, we got off on a different topic.
All right.
My goodness. Well, what is he? I mean, does it have to be a student teacher sex thing every single day?
Yes.
This wasn't that. See, now we're just going to encourage Beth to talk about why it's okay for teachers to bang students.
Did you hear the teacher who had sex with a student and she was like a special ed teacher and the kid was special ed?
I did hear about that.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
You shouldn't do it.
I'm
against that. I'm all for just normal people and normal sex.
Yeah.
This is the wrong topic for the wrong read.
I was setting it up, though,
okay,
John.
Okay.
You just pulled it back. See, I had taken a turn where I was going to make this work, and then what do? You throw a rope around it, and it snap its neck like a calf, like a baby calf at the rodeo. You just snap the baby calf's neck. Damn you, John. So I was saying I'm in favor of normal sex with normal people, and to improve that, that's what Summerwood Pharmacy's there for. See, that was going to be the perfect setup, but now it's all screwed up.
Good job.
Well, I know. It's already there. But then you reeled it back, and then I had to go around the corner to get back there. I feel like I have a wider swath here now than this stupid storm does. All right, let's get back to it. Guys, honestly, if you already have a Viagra prescription, you're spending too much money. I mean, it's $60 a pill. What happens if you pop that pill and she's not interested? Yeah, maybe she changes her mind, and you've wasted $60. And you're going to the CVS, you're going to the Walgreens. It's kind of embarrassing. Well, Summerwood Pharmacy, guess what? They're going to send you the same thing, Sildenafil, for $10 compared to $50 or $60 for Viagra. They're going to send it right to your home or your office in a very discreet box. Or maybe they'll send it to your side piece. Wherever you want it to go, they'll mail it to you. the next day. And all you have to do to flip your subscription over, just go to their website and check out the video and go to myedrx.com. They've got a form you can print out and give to your doctor, and then boom, they'll send them to you the next day, $10 a pill. Free shipping, and they can ship it discreetly anywhere. Locally owned, Texas license, next day if you're in Texas. And that's just such a cool setup. And if you don't know, if you're thinking about, hey, I need to get this, well, go to your doctor, talk to him about it, take that to him, and then they'll send your prescription to Summerwood, and you're up and running. You're getting the active ingredient from the little blue pill for five or six times less. Go to myedrx.com or call 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300, and they're very discreet. If you got questions, they'll help you out. They want to help you. That's what they want to do. MyEDRX.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.